In other news today, 300,000 Mexicans lined up for hours to celebrate Mass with Pope Francis in a hardscrabble area outside Mexico City. He urged Mexicans to make their country a land where there will be no need to emigrate.
Una tierra que no tenga que llorar a hombres y mujeres.
And he added, a land that will not have to mourn men, women, and children destroyed by the dealers of death. On Wednesday, the Pope travels to another Mexican city, which has become, for many, a symbol of rampant crime and grinding poverty. He's heading to Juarez, just over the border from El Paso, Texas. In the crowd welcoming him will be Father Kevin Mullins. He was born in Australia, but has served this community for 15 years. And I asked him to tell me about his parishioners.
We live in the what's called a colonia. It's a slum parish on the western side of Ciudad Juarez. And most of the people here would work in the large factories, which abound here in Ciudad Juarez. Very poor area. The people are very wonderful people, very noble, very brave. And most privileged to be the priest here for the last, I think it's 15 and a half years now.
15 and a half. So how are people reacting to the visit? Is there a particular message that people are hoping for?
Well, I was just talking to about 50 people this morning in a Saturday morning Bible study, and I asked them the same question you're asking me, Michelle, that and people are very happy. They're delighted that the Pope would come to Ciudad Juarez. It's an infamous city because of the killing that's taken place here, but people here, they're hoping for blessings and his blessings of love and for all the people of Juarez.
You know, it may be an odd question, but I'm wondering whether people feel safe to come out. I mean, we hear so often, you know, on this side of the border about gatherings, like birthday parties,
sure,
being disrupted by violence. And sometimes people think it isn't even, they don't even know necessarily who the target is. And I was wondering if people are they comfortable to come out to a big public event like this?
I would say so, yeah, because there's been a change, Michelle, in the last, let me say, 2 years, 2.5 years. The kill rate, of course, is still very high, of 32 murders a month, but that's a lot less than the 320 a month we had in the year 2010. And I believe that there's a greater sense of optimism amongst the population here in Juarez. We're not expecting anything dire to happen to us or to anybody during the Pope's visit.
I'm told you've experienced this yourself firsthand, this kind of, obviously, thankfully, you're here to tell us about it. But do you mind telling us about some of the things that you've experienced?
Sure. In 2008, the violence started approximately the month of April, and one of the fathers of one of the girls in our confirmation group, he was shot in the head one afternoon, and the police stopped his sons from chasing the killers, which was very disconcerting for us. The next day at Mass, a group of people approached me and asked me to pray for them. And the wife told me that she had her husband's body, but she couldn't find his head. I remember the time was very shocking. And then later on, as a priest, we pray for the dead and the dying. So I often gave what's called, or used to be called, the last rites to people who have been executed in the street. And there were many, many instances of that. I remember those days, those instances of violence very clearly and very vividly remain in my memory.
What do you see as your role in the community at a time like this? And the church, frankly, what is the church's role in all of this?
I think that the church has a moral obligation to speak out against the violence and to speak out in favor of human life and the fact that all our lives are a treasure, from a gift from God. During the worst of the violence, our bishop, Don Renato, he invited us all to make of our parishes places where people could go, they'd be safe. And I believe that in the main, we've been able to do that.
I know I've been asking about how the your parishioners feel about the Pope's visit. Do you mind if I ask you? How are you?
I'm delighted. It'll be a long day. It's going to be a hot, sunny day, but I've never seen the Pope. I look forward to listening to him, and I certainly admire him. He's a very compassionate person, and I think he's the right man at the right time.
That was Father Kevin Mullins. He serves in the Juarez Diocese. He spoke to us from Juarez, Mexico. Father Kevin, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Michelle. God bless and take care of yourself.